got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
So Rick Emerson shows out to 1080 KOTK. It's Friday, 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Later this hour, the top five non-country songs about drinking of all time. Jolie from the front desk. Here in just a few minutes, we're talking to our good friend Gabe. He of the ostensible three-way coming up this weekend, I guess. I don't know. We'll find out more details on that. Later on, we'll play some of the chunks of Sarah's traffic this morning on Fox 12. Subject line, Sarah. Hey, Rick. Saw Sarah on Channel 12 this morning. She was excellent. My only question is, what's with the bangs?
Dave, what does he mean, Salem? What's with the bangs?
I don't know. I'm not Dave in Salem, so I don't know.
Dave in Salem.
Rick, saw Sarah on TV this morning. She is smoking hot and much better looking than Tony Martinez. Loving the hair also. Oh, so he loves the hair. Kudos to you, Rick, for your choice in Christina's replacement. Well, I know what the people like. Let's see. What, is there another dart tournament for the spoiled rich kid? FMAT with the Expo Ball.
This FMAT is sponsored by NorthwestPipes.com.
From your loyal Eastern Oregon listener. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Also coming up, Richard Nunn will join us from the WB, and we'll talk about how much money he either won or lost on online paramutual drunken gambling yesterday. So, kids, Richard Nunn is not a role model. So Gabe, up in just a few. This, however, is Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 104. This news is brought to you by the WB 32. Portland Wrestling is back this Saturday night at 11 o'clock at the WB 32. Watch the historic return of Portland Wrestling. That's tomorrow at 11 on Portland's WB 32. A fellow's been charged with attempted murder for allegedly pouring gasoline around his wife's trailer and threatening to set it on fire. Michael Thomas has been indicted by a Clatsop County grand jury on charges of aggravated attempted murder. He's being held on $1 million bail. Teresa Thompson told the police on Christmas Eve her estranged husband spat on her and punched her in the face and bit her son.
What the hell is that about?
Well, this is what triggered the whole thing, apparently.
Jesus. Who's... Okay, all right.
And Christmas at the trailer park.
I was going to say, it's Christmas time in Trailerville.
Spat on her and bit the kid. Early the next morning, she received a... police received a 911 call from her saying her husband came back and he was pouring gasoline around her double wide and threatened to kill her and her family by throwing a flare into the gas. The deputy found about one-third of the house soaked with gasoline.
Well, great.
So it's Christmas Oregon
normally,
style.
Normally, really, you know, torching a good section of it. I'm not advocating that you burn down trailer homes or trailer parks, because that, of course, is a crime and wrong.
But attempted aggravated murder.
I'm just saying, though, as a general rule, generally speaking, anything that involves burning down a trailer is just going to increase the value of that property and the trailer park as well. But you probably should wait until people aren't inside it. It's not something I can advocate. I'm just saying, Rich Vile would agree with me, by the way. He of Neighborhoods on Trial. He'd be with me.
It was like a thundering earthquake as a tree toppled onto the roof of a Beaverton home last night. It was pulled out of the ground by its roots by a strong gust of wind. Luckily, the occupants weren't hurt. Think you're having a bad day? A strobe light probably wasn't working on the survival suit of a man who drowned in heavy seas after the tugboat he was on sank last week. Monty Nelson either fell or jumped off the tug near Florence on Monday. And we found out Life Flight is on the way to the scene of that overturned logging truck in Clark County. It's at Northeast 21st Avenue near the I-5. The logs aren't dumped over, but still. Portland Metro forecast. I don't have one. Somebody took the forecast and didn't return it.
It's probably Sarah.
No, it's over here, but Sarah. Mark Marshall left it in here. So I assume he made a copy.
Well, see, because you're on the board today, because Matt's on vacation. Not only today, for those who wonder where Matt is, by the way, he's at some family gathering or something in Orlando where there's sun. And so it's not only today, it's today and all next week. So we're going to blame Sarah for everything that goes wrong for the next 7 days.
Yeah, with my one day of training, you're you can just kiss my...
Hey, don't get sassy with me. It's not me responsible for your training or lack thereof, sister. You'd redirect that scorn
elsewhere. We were like having this positive session here over in the studio, and now you're being a negative little nincompoop.
That is not true.
Yeah, you
perfectly
are.
Peachy.
You know, the minus sign is just right on your head there.
You were
the
grumpy
negative.
When you came in this morning.
I wasn't grumpy. I'm hungover.
That
I went out and
true.
Had too much tequila last night with Matthew and a few of your listeners. Laura was there.
That is not true, because when I first walked over there at, like, I don't know, at 10, 15 after 12, Sarah told me that you were in a bad mood. She noted that you were grumpy today.
Was I in a grumpy mood?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were 10 minutes late. I'm, like, flailing about over here trying to do my job.
Did I growl at you or something?
No, the phone lights are ringing up, and then you look annoyed that you were late. You know, you looked annoyed at us that you were late.
No,
like,
I'm
it's
not.
Our fault. Like, I somehow sabotaged the TriMet system.
No, sorry. I didn't want to come off that way. I
just
looked that way. I always look angry.
I'm just saying.
You know, I always look bad.
I'm just saying.
When I'm hungover, I look mean.
I'm merely making the observation. It's not I who am grumpy. I'm feeling perfectly fine today.
Okay. How are you, Tim?
I did find the forecast. Anybody want to hear it?
Yes. Yes.
Light rain likely this afternoon. Highs in the 50s. That's what started this whole thing. Rain at times tonight. And windy, too. It's going to be tearing trees out of the ground. Tomorrow, morning rain, then scattered showers. And windy, right. too. Then scattered showers ending Saturday night. Rain likely Sunday. Cloudy Monday. Cloudy Tuesday. Cloudy Wednesday. And cloudy Thursday. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Jesus God, what a strange show. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-737-5955. Later on this hour, we get the top five non-country drinking songs of all time, plus Jolie from the front desk with How Chips Stink. All right, is this the Gabe? Is our good friend Gabe here? Sarah?
Used to be. Yeah,
he's
Have you gone all giddy?
Yeah, we're having a positive session here.
I accidentally hit the Morty Klein button.
I thought it was just Clyde. Okay. Let's welcome Gabe to the Rick Emerson Show. Gabe, what's up with you, man?
Not much. How you guys doing?
All right. So for those who tuned in late, so for those who didn't get to hear this yesterday, so the deal with Gabe, you've submitted a couple questions to the How Chicks Think segment of the show, and your most recent question involves the fact that a friend of yours, his wife, is trying to set you up. You have to follow me now. The wife of a friend is trying to set you up with her cousin and the cousin's friend simultaneously for a threesome, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so when we last left your life yesterday, you were inclined to do it, but they were wanting you to make the first move on this. So the wife of a friend is setting you up with her cousin and a cousin's friend for the three-way. You met the cousin. He said the cousin is hot.
Hot. Real hot.
What celebrity does she most resemble?
I don't know. She looks almost Hispanic, real long, dark hair.
Kind of the Latin love going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the girl is just hot.
Okay. Have you met the friend?
Yes.
Okay. Is the friend hot, too?
The friend is real hot. I'd compare the friend to maybe Pamela Lee, but not the breast so big.
How is it that you get so lucky? Why does it just fall? Has anything like this ever happened to you before? Or has it just fallen into your lap, so to speak?
No, it was like I got struck by lightning or something. Just fell right into my lap.
Maybe you've just earned it. Maybe when you generate enough positive karma. You know what it is? Here's what it is, maybe. Maybe karma operates like those redemption tickets, you know, at that skee ball game you play at the arcade, where you do enough good deeds, you get a few tickets, and then you can go up and you can either trade the tickets in for a soccer ball keychain or like a hand puppet or something, and you've got enough good karma. I mean, maybe you donate blood or you you read bedtime stories to cancer children or something, and so God has repaid you by giving you a threesome or something. Maybe that's how this is working.
Well, let's hope, because I've never been able to trade up to get anything out of skee ball machines.
All right, so we have a few questions, though, that were submitted that people want to know about the upcoming threesome. First question is, do you know what the wife's motivation is in setting you up with her cousin and the cousin's friend?
Okay, and that I was asked yesterday, so I called last night. I talked to both the husband and the wife, and her motivation is just that she's known me for so long. She thinks I'm cute or handsome or whatever, so she's trying to hook me up with these two women.
So she just thinks you're a nice guy, and so she's going to hook you up with a threesome?
Yeah, which is great.
I'm a completely nice guy. Nobody ever offers to do that to me. The building's full of nice people. Probably never have it. I'm going to hang out with whoever this woman is. All right. So it's just she just wants to do something good for you.
I believe so.
All right.
I also asked if, you know, the question that you asked me about if she wanted to watch or videotape, anything like that. She said it would gross her out to watch or videotape. So that's out of the question.
So she doesn't want to observe it. She just wants to be responsible for putting it together.
Yeah.
All right. Does she want to hear? Is she gonna? Does she want details later? Is she gonna want to hear about it?
Well, I assume so. She's a lady. Of course she's going to want details later.
Yeah, because that's what they do. Those women, they sit there and they... That's what they do. They always they break it down afterwards, like you're watching the, like you're having a chalk talk, you know, after the Super Bowl. They totally sit and they break it down. Do you know if she offered this to her husband? Did her husband get this offered to him first? And are you the first choice for the threesome or the backup choice?
I highly doubt her husband got it first. So I mean, even if I am the backup, that's perfect.
Okay.
But I don't believe I am.
Okay. Do you know of these two women that you're going to be having the threesome with, the cousin and the cousin's friend? Is this something they do on a regular basis, or are they getting together just to be with you?
Just to be with me. They've never done it before.
Now, wait. Now, have they... Okay, they've never had a threesome. Have the cousin... Do the cousin and the cousin's friend, do they... Are they together in a sexual sense by themselves ever?
Twice they have been. That was another thing I had to ask last night, because that was what I did, another thing I didn't know.
Okay.
But twice they have been hooked up together.
So they've been together sexually, but never with a third person present.
And I don't know if it's because they're getting bored with each other, so they need to throw somebody else in the mix or what. But.
Pretty soon there'll be a camel in there. Pretty soon two fire hoses and a sheep. Excellent. So you're totally going to be breaking them in on this.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so they are waiting for you to initiate this, though. The cousin and the cousin's friend are waiting for you to initiate the threesome.
Yeah.
And so it's just a launch button at Cape Canaveral. You're just sitting there waiting to press it.
Do it, Gabe. Do it.
I'm doing it for
voyeuristically.
Sure.
All right.
Well, can you call? Like, can you lock yourself in a bathroom and call us?
Oh, that's a good question. Are you doing that? Are you doing that this weekend?
Yeah. Hopefully tonight. I'm going to have them come over tonight.
Yeah, baby.
There's a lot of liquor, a lot of everything at my house that they need.
Okay. Got some Barry White.
I was going to say, you got the Barry White, you got the Leonard Cohen on the stereo,
yeah.
You got the background music. All right, so they're coming over to your place tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know, now, this was passed along to us yesterday by Matt. Our friend Dan, who provided the limo for the two Rick Emerson listener parties we've done so far. Dan, if you need it, now it sounds like you don't need it, so you might want to hold this in your back pocket for a future time. Dan offered, actually, to provide a limo at, I think, a discounted at cost, I think, to you to bring the women over to your place or to bring you to their place if you needed it, but it doesn't look like you. Because the limos, some women, limo or the Mercedes, it's Spanish fly to some chicks, but it looks like you got it wired already, so you probably don't need that tonight.
No, I don't think so, but I mean, it's something I could definitely think about.
Yeah. These women seem stable to you, and the reason I ask that is because they're going to know where you live, they're going to be at your house. If they turn psycho, then they know where to come stab you.
I mean, they're about as stable as women get. You know, I don't really think any women are very stable.
Well, watch your CD collection, your microwave oven, and your stereo.
Seriously, and hide the silver. You got to grade on a curve. So I guess grading on a curve, they're stable. All right. So now Sarah had a good point, though. So they're coming over to your crib tonight. I don't know, what, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, right in there, 9, 10-ish.
All right, so...
I'm going to have to go home, take a nap, and rest up.
Yeah, and go home and do... And you know how guys... With guys, there's different kinds of showers. There's the I'm-going-to-work shower, which is where you just suds up, wipe off. And then there's the get-down-make-love shower, which is where you're in the shower with the scrubbing brush, and you're just cleaning, like, every orifice, every section of skin on your body, any place that might possibly be exposed. So you go home, do that. Wear a lot of Brute. Chicks are with the Brute, from what I hear. And, I don't know if you... I'll put you on hold here. You'll be back on with Sarah. Sarah,
okay.
Sarah seems interested in having you... We're going to be off the air.
I think that would be great. I mean, I'm sure all your listeners...
Well, but we're not going to be on the air, though. I mean, what would he...
Well,
how would he call?
Give him, like, your voicemail number or something and...
Well, yeah,
leave a message.
Yeah, leave a message on your machine.
Well, I don't know that he wants to call during the actual sex. That seems like he...
Well, I mean, not in the motion, but I'm saying, like, escape to the bathroom and use the cell phone
right,
and
like when
leave
they
a
come
message.
Over, like...
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, so maybe you could do that. So maybe the chicks come over to your apartment, you excuse your... Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so you excuse yourself to the bathroom, maybe, say, I got to freshen up, or, you know, whatever it is guys say. You go to the bathroom, and maybe just drop us a call. We'll give you a voicemail number here. Drop us a call. Give us the word that it's going down, so to speak, and then you go about your evening, and we'll talk to you on Monday. So I'll put you on hold here and talk to Sarah, and Sarah will give you that information.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck, man. Be safe tonight, and we'll talk to you. We'll find out all the details on Monday. And if you can hook up one of the girls to call us, too, you'd be my pal for life.
All right. I'll do my best.
All right. Hang on just a second. You want to give him, give him just the number, the direct number to my voicemail. All right. Yeah, have him. So maybe on Monday, we'll find out Yeah, we'll find out if it happened then, because I don't know. We were going to try to get one of the chicks on today, but I guess it fell through. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Is this on 63? Is this the WB guy?
I'm pretty sure it is.
All right, I'll tell you what. So in just a moment, we're going to talk a little bit about Portland Wrestling, which is coming up tomorrow. It returns to the WB 30 through 11 p.m. tomorrow night. We're going to talk just a little bit about that in just a second, and we'll be talking to somebody from the WB. So that's coming up here in just a few. So don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Also, the top five non-country drinking songs of all time. Jolie from the front desk. More of your phone calls. Later on, Richard Nunn, Peter Carlin, don't go anywhere. Tom Talk to 80K or 2K. It's a Rick Emerson Show. Here's Andrew W.K.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
So you're going to fit in just fine on the show. I never would have thought to have him call the voicemail tonight and leave a message.
I know. Well, do you think he's going to?
See, we're yin and yang, you and I.
I
see,
know.
We're clicking, and I hear
we can even make it like a bumper, like all the grunts.
Seriously?
And groans.
See, that's, you're going to go far in the radio field. And you're dressed
you.
Like a big asparagus today.
No, I'm not. I'm styling today.
You,
well,
you
have...
Once again, the negativity is
overwhelming. Not, no,
I know. What did you say to me? You're like, ooh, Ziggy Stardust.
I said she looked hot, and no. You said she looked like an asparagus.
I'm not saying. I'm just making the observation. You dress in this bright green, shiny, it's like green tinfoil.
It's cool, yeah. It's like kind of a crinkled shirt.
Is it lame?
No,
I don't know what it is, actually. Some kind of
hey,
fun.
Don't look at me like
that. What the
that?
Hell was that? I'm just asking.
Right, that was a Matt comment.
Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
124, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by NASE. Need health insurance? Then call 1-800-290-4108. The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company has affordable health insurance for the self-employed. Call them at 1-800-290-4108. That's 1-800-290-4108. Well, the war hasn't started yet, and already there's a soldier dead. A 20-year-old U.S. Army soldier has been strangled to death in Tijuana. Private Conrado Salinas of Fontana, California, was found dead outside the Hotel California. Apparently he could check out but never leave. A Romanian football club is planning to control its rowdy fans by installing a crocodile-filled moat around the playing field. The club chairman said, "This is no joke. We can get crocodiles easy enough and feed them on local meat. The ditch is planned to be wide enough so nobody can manage to jump over it. Anyone attempting to do so will be devoured." The moat will have electrical pipes installed to heat the water during the cold months. It'll be far enough from the playing field to prevent players from chasing the ball into it.
I totally want that. Someday, I'm telling you, man, when I'm financially independent, there's going to be a huge moat around wherever I live. I just want to have a fortified compound. You know, it's like those jewelry stores in England now where forget what it was even called, but there was some jewelry place where they just let tarantulas loose at night. Where they would, because the store was all glass walled, and so they would, and you know, and it's a jewelry store, so the doors, of course, seal. They go to the floor, so there's no crevices for them to hide in. So at night, they would just release like 75 tarantulas into the store, operating on the premise that everybody's going to be so terrified.
Are
of
you
them.
Joking, or
no,
is this a real
not,
story?
No, it was in the early 90s. I don't know if they still do it. But so, you know, moat, tarantulas, whatever you're going to do. Someday around my house.
And why not? Well, we finally have a forecast here, calling for light rain this afternoon. Highs 50 to 55. Rain at times tonight and very windy, especially around the gorge. Morning rain, scattered showers tomorrow, scattered showers ending Sunday, then plain old rain coming back after that. Dave Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Bill Henry.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah. All right. 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Coming up in about 35 seconds here, we'll talk to announcer for Portland Wrestling, Frank. Frank Culbertson about the return of Portland Wrestling, which is happening tomorrow. Andy, you're on the Hot Talk Tonight KFTK. What's up?
Hey, I think you got the wrong guy. This is Andy.
And yeah, which is what I said. Yeah,
oh,
I'm sorry. That's okay. What's up with you, man?
Hey, not much. There are the talents. I'm leaving for Japan here. I was in the Navy. Or I'm in the Navy.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say goodbye.
And so you're going, are you leaving somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Kitty Hawk.
Which is where?
In Yokosuka, Japan.
What is that about? Are you going to kill something or just going like to, you know, what's the
oh,
motive?
No,
there?
It's just orders going over there to be a coffee and donut man for some admiral.
So they just looked and they said, Dandy, Japan.
Well, no, I signed up for it. I said, yeah, I'll take that.
All right, so when are you going to be back this way? Do you even know?
Oh, hopefully like in about 9 months I'll come back for about a week.
Well, hopefully we'll all be here, but it's, you know, in the topsy-turvy world of radio, you can never tell. All right, well, be safe, man, and thanks for listening, and you get a chance to check us out. We're online, so you can always listen to us overseas via the internet access.
I'll try.
All right, man, there you go. There's Andy heading to Japan. God bless us, everyone. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the WB. Announcer for Portland Wrestling, Frank Culbertson. What's up, man?
Well, just calling to see how you guys are doing and see if Sarah wants to get into the wrestling business.
Well, I've got some... I've got some baked beans over here.
There you go.
You guys ought to do... Are you going to do, like, chick wrestling as, like, opening acts or something for the Portland Wrestling when it comes back?
No, but I'm thinking that crocodile moat around the ring is a pretty good idea right about now.
Seriously? Or just a huge thing of fire. Just a gigantic ring of fire or, you know, or just randomly place landmines.
A little barbed wire, some thumbtacks, and we're off and running.
Something like that. So when is the last time... This Portland Wrestling, which I haven't seen for years. The last time I saw the Portland Wrestling was when I was growing up here. My grandmother lived in... she lived in Salem, and then she lived in Silverton, and she would go see it, and I don't mind telling you, my grandmother would just absolutely plowed and go watch Portland Wrestling, which was great, because it's like not, it wasn't glammy, and it wasn't all like, with the pretty boys, it was like pretty much the real deal, and that's what you guys are going to be doing, right, it's tomorrow.
That's correct, every Saturday night at 11 p.m. WB 32, Portland Wrestling returns. And it is the traditional Portland wrestling. It's in the traditional time slot. It is with the traditional wrestling. We are not competing with the WWE. We're not the fireworks. It is as your grandma loved, sitting there drinking her little sauce. It is Portland wrestling.
And are you guys, are there going to be foreign objects aplenty? What about beating with chairs? Am I going to see some of that?
Well, you know, if one of the bad guys gets out of hand and the ref doesn't stop it, I can't help that.
God forbid that were to happen.
You know, we have rules. We have disqualifications. You have a 5 count to break the hold. But sometimes these guys are just out of control.
Now, I didn't know. I knew that Roddy Piper came to this area, but I didn't know that that Jesse Ventura had wrestled here.
Jesse the Body Ventura did get his start here. Roddy had his first success here. He actually started in San Francisco about 3 months before, but really had his first success here. And Jesse, I heard he went on to some bigger and better things.
And Jimmy Superfly Snuka, baby.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka from the Fiji Islands, one of the hardest heads in professional wrestling. That Superfly off the top of the cage at Madison Square Garden is still talked about as legendary today.
When I was growing up, I mean, Jimmy Superfly Snuka was just huge. And so he seems to be stalking me, though, because he was here. And then I lived in Utah later on where my girlfriend actually used to babysit some of his kids. So it's all, he seems to have a thing for me. He's following me all around the country. So are you guys having this, is this at your studios?
Yes, it is our studio, which is the rent-to-own Auto Arena. We have filming every Thursday night. Show airs the following Saturday at 11 p.m. That's this Saturday night, 11 p.m., WB 32, Portland Wrestling. The tradition is back. Fans, if you want to get tickets to the show, email pw@wb32tv.com. That's pw@wb32tv.com. Drawing every Monday for tickets for the following show. You can't purchase tickets. There's a big demand. Our email server is being flooded as we speak right now. But email us. You might get lucky and get into the show, too.
Can I just tell you that nothing says class like wrestling in an auto shop, you know, that's been made into an arena. That just, nothing says sophistication and culture like that. So.
Well, sometimes you need to get down, a little down and dirty, and that's what Portland Wrestling's all about.
And the best part about this phone call is, even as we're talking here in civil, mannered tones, I can hear you starting to slip into announcer mode.
I'm telling you, you start talking wrestling, the blood starts to boil, your grandma hits the sauce, and it's go, go, go.
Okay, give me a little bit of what it's going to sound like. Some guy, God forbid, gets beamed in the back of the head with a frying pan. What's the sound I'm going to hear from you?
For me, you're going to hear, oh, my God, what did he just do? I cannot believe that the referee has to turn around and see that there is blood coming from his forehead. He is down for the count. There's a pen. There's one, two, three. Ring the bell. It's all over.
The best part of any wrestling, though, is the taunting before and after the match, the boasting, and then the post-fight wrap-up, where they talk to the wrestler, and it's always one wrestler pointing a finger and gesticulating at the camera and calling out the other wrestler. And Jesse the Body was great at this. We would go, I want you, Gorilla Monsoon, WrestleMania 3. We're going to go to the mat, and you're going down. And it was, and like the little announcer guy would be there, who's like 4 feet tall next to the wrestler, and man, you would just expect blood to start shooting out of these guys' eyes. They were just so into it.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in the ring last night with Dr. Luther and his army of darkness, the Black Dragon and Damon Sai standing right behind me. And as I'm trying to interview him, Dr. Luther starts hearing voices talking to his hand, yelling to shut up. I didn't know what was about to happen. I try to throw it back to the wrap-up to the studio so I can get out of there. Dr. Luther grabs my tie. I saw my life flash before my eyes. It wasn't a pretty sight. I never had that phone call listening so I could hear how the threesome came out this weekend. And it was just terrible.
All right, so that is tomorrow night at the WB 32, 11 p.m., Portland Wrestling, and you are going to be doing the call on it, Frank Culbertson.
I am. Did you say that was Saturday night, WB 32, 11 p.m.?
I believe I did say that the time or 10. Yes.
Good, because I want to make sure everybody knows it's every Saturday night, WB 32, Saturday night, 11 p.m., Portland Wrestling. The tradition is back, baby.
Be there!
Absolutely.
All right, there you go, Frank. All right, there you go. Frank Culbertson, announcer for Portland Wrestling. Tomorrow night, 11 p.m., WB 32. All right, there you go. I miss my calling, man. It was either wrestling announcer or evangelist. I could still do the evangelism, though.
You totally should.
Someday this whole radio thing goes south. It's all about the evangelism for me. It's where it's all found these days. All right, Jolie's coming up later on with How Chicks Think. Richard Nunn, also from the WB, going to be with us. Tom Likas later on today, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is your top five for Friday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
Here is Tim Riley in the KFK Newsroom with Friday's Top 5.
And as we all recover from New Year's Eve and purge the remaining alcohol from our systems, we take a look back at the songs that drove us to drink. These are the top 5 all-time non-country songs about drinking.
And by the way, I had to exclude country, of course, because you open the floodgates to that and then you're just hip-deep in grain alcohol ballads, you know, and it's just nothing. It's a road to nowhere. Then you're going to end up with 700 different songs. George Jones alone is going to fill up the count then. So we had to exclude country, and I really wanted to use Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw by Jimmy Buffett, but it is a country song. You listen to it, it is fundamentally a country tune, which is why it had to be left off the list. Much to my dismay, I didn't like doing it. I had to leave it off, though.
Honorable mention goes to Frank Sinatra, One for the Road.
And I know there's myriad Rat Pack songs we could have used, but this is that whole, you're the last man at the bar, sitting there in front of the ashtray,
on Christmas
butt,
Eve.
Seriously, stubbed out into it. Bunch of cheesy, depressing red and green garland hanging from the mirror.
Because it's half falling off, kind of.
The
pencil.
Torn apart, yeah. And it says Merry Christmas and that soap spray on the mirror. And the bartender's wiping up with a rag.
It's time you should go home, Jim.
158. Hey, buddy, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Merry Christmas, okay? You just be, you know, go find yourself a nice dame.
The dame with the torn nylons is sitting there?
What? Yeah, completely. Come on, you know. What would that guy's name? Nick. Come on, Nick, give me one more. No, the Frank, I got a close-up. Come on, Nick, I said give me one more.
What movie is that from when he's like, when I was in my prime?
It's just like every Mickey Spillane novel ever written. Where Mike Hammer is sitting alone at the bar, just putting them down.
Yeah, this drink's from Lucille, sitting over there in the corner.
And it's like some hoe. You're some, you know, some busted out, like, streetwalker is like 50 over there. And then they don't speak, of course, because they're depressed. They just toast each other from across the bar and then fade to black. Oh, this is bringing me down. All right, we got to move
Number
on.
5 is Kiss and Cold Gin.
Ah, there we go. I think this is the only song about gin, except for gin and juice. song is that he's feeling so cold and it's so he's so tired and he thinks that gin is going to perk him up. A lot of gin not going to wake you up. The other amusing thing is that this is being sung by Gene Simmons, who, of course, doesn't drink, has never drunk. Ever. Written by Ace Frehley, who drank a lot.
He slept with hundreds of women and has never been drunk for one of us.
Well, you got to pick something to be good at. You got to specialize.
It's cold gin time again.
Did Ace sing this with Gene, or did Gene just sing it alone?
No, Ace wrote it because he's a big lush, and Gene sang it.
Because
Ace did nothing.
That's right.
Number four is AC/DC, Have a Drink on Me.
This is the greatest AC/DC song of all time, by the way. With the possible exception of A Whole Lotta Rosie. This is my personal favorite AC/DC song, Brian Johnson. Oh, there's Gin again. He mentioned Gin there. We're the cops of pretty high. Even count how many parties I've been at. This has been playing in the background.
Drink on me.
Listen to that. And by the way, just for sheer rock and roll, just for sheer cojones, that they would release a song called Have a Drink on Me right after Bon Scott, hello, choked on vomit. Choked on vomit after drinking. And then their next album has this. I mean, you just gotta, you know, just gotta keep on rolling on, baby.
Number three, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice.
So turn off the lights and close the door. But for what?
Three songs about gin are there, jeez.
I thought that there were very few, but apparently not.
Jesus up, hold down, why you mother bounce at it?
Sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind and my money and my money and my mind.
This is one of those must-have albums. We talked about this a couple weeks ago about the new must-haves, the new required listening, and this is one of those. We should, you know what? We ought to count down one of these days. It's the top five party albums of all time. I'm not talking about singles. I'm not talking about compilations. I'm talking about an album. You put it on, and front to back, it hella rock the party, yo. I don't even know how we do that, but there's got to be a top five party album list somewhere here.
Degrees. When I tell that bitch, please raise up on me, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Biatch, I'm just
where'd we be without the word biatch? It's hard to imagine a time when biatch wasn't part of everyday vernacular.
Number two, The Doors with Roadhouse Blues.
I'm not a Doors fan, but I can tell you this is one of the great rock songs of this era. One of the great rock songs of like that whole, that 65 through about 79 period of classic rock. This is one of the fine songs from that time. Robbie Krieger, the lone competent member of The Doors there on guitar. And the best part is, you know, Jim Morrison was loaded while he sang this, just because he's Jim Morrison.
Your head's upon the wheel.
Most exciting moments of my life was seeing his grave in Paris at that huge old graveyard, even though it probably isn't, you know, those conspiracies. I was very excited.
Did you write graffiti on it too?
So people were like around crying, smoking pot, throwing flowers at it.
So you backpacked in Europe too?
I did.
Oh, everybody has. I'm the only person here who's never been to Europe. I'm the only person on the show who never backpacked around Europe. Just me.
You're teaching all of us about pop culture, but in turn you're not culture.
That's why I know American culture, baby. I'm all about the American 411. See, The Doors were best when they didn't try to do any of that stupid, hippie, trippy crap, I hear the trees crying garbage. When they just stuck to being a rock band and to doing simple rock or pop songs. This song, or People Are Strange, you know, or Love Me Two Times. I mean, those are all great songs. When they tried to do this stupid world-changing, you know, mescaline nonsense is when they suck. But listen to that.
All night long.
And then it's got that great couplet later on about woke up this morning, got myself a beer. The future's uncertain. The end is always near. I mean, that's great. Worst cover version ever of a song by The Doors, though, is that hideous Jeff Healey version of this song from the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott. You never want to listen to that. All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland.
Number one.
The top five. Here is number one.
John Lee Hooker, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
I know everybody knows the George Thorogood version of this, but you got to take it back to the man, the original blueprint maker for all of this.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
See, because he's not just gin, he's not just juice, bourbon, he's not even gin and juice, he's bourbon and scotch and beer. All at once. And this guy played until he was like 97. I mean, he just died, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago? He was playing in Seattle when he was 93, I think, or 94 years old. He was still playing there. Still out on the road.
One scotch and one beer.
And then I'll sit there.
All right, we got more on the way, including Rob from the House of Rick, Jolie with How Chicks Think, later on Richard Nunn from the WB, Tom Likas, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, all coming up today. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KTK.
About that time, I looked on the wall at the old clock on the wall. By that time, it was 10:30 then. I looked down the bar at the bartender. So what do you want, Johnny?
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
The traffic.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080.
The drawbridge is up on I-5. So I let you know.
The eagle has landed. The fat man walks alone. The fish is on fire. Okay. Rick, just want to let you know that Sarah's appearance caused jealousy in my household this morning. My old lady was quick to rip apart her looks like most girls do when they see another good-looking female. Maybe it was my licking of the TV screen that caused that. Okay, that's Frankie. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Here's Jolie from the front desk. What's up with you?
I was just trying to feed Clyde, you know. What? He's really hungry, and he and all the people won't deliver.
Oh,
Speedy Hernandez, he's not there.
Times are hard. They won't deliver to Clyde during his 3-hour shift today. Let's all stop and cry a river.
You're being a jerk, man.
I'm not being a jerk. I'm saying another hour and you'll be able to eat.
No, I won't. I'd work for a living. I'm not like you.
He sits on my Twinkie-laden ass and do
3 hours a day.
You sit on your ass in a different room down the hall. That's your job.
Hey, but
don't act like your job is hauling concrete, friend.
Never said it was. But my time, I'm here a long time.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Plus, after that, I do a radio show.
You do a radio show at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You've got hours.
But I also produced that show before.
Then. Do you think he really could have been the one that stole my salmon?
No, I didn't steal your salmon. I didn't steal your salmon.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like fish that much.
All right. Well, we got this. Rick, can you and Jolie answer a question for me? A woman I work with who I've been wanting to score with for some time asked me out for a drink a few days back, and we've been planning on going out. I hope he gets this, because this was yesterday, but we didn't get it until today. Asked me out for a drink a few days back. We're planning on going out Friday, today, after work. My friends say she should pay for drinks and whatever else we get since she asked me out, but I figured I was supposed to pay since I'm the guy and it doesn't matter who asked who out. Who's right here? Your show rocks, Steven.
Well, Steven, I hope you're listening today, because we have some good advice for you. Since it is the 21st century, you know, women do ask men out all the time.
Yeah, but does that mean he pays or she pays?
Well, here's what I believe. I believe whoever asks should pay, but there is a little contingency thing.
Uh-huh. Which is?
Well, you always really need to be prepared to pay for yourself. and her, just in case. But if you're a real man, you'll actually want to impress her with at least offering to
pay. Well, see, yeah, that's my thing, is you've got to at least offer to pay, because otherwise you're going to look like a dick. Otherwise you're going to look like some guy just chiseling her for free hooch.
You don't have to, you know, fight over the check, but, and really, most women will not expect you to pay.
If they ask you out. If they ask you out, they won't. Otherwise, they always... Otherwise, it's like the default setting is always that the guy's going to pay. But we're really skipping the main issue here, which is that he shouldn't be going out with her anyway. Because they work together. And
all
so,
right.
Therefore, I don't care how hot she is. Some chick that you work with, some chick that works, you know, the desk next to you, asks you out, you say no.
It depends on whether she's his supervisor, or manager, upper, higher, lower, whatever. Listen, my friend married a coworker who was much higher up than she was.
Well, that's just so. She's one of the ones
married.
That were. I'm just saying, for every story like that, there's a thousand other stories where you go out with somebody and somebody gets sued, or you start dating somebody you work with and then you break up and one of you has to quit.
Well, it could be tricky. It really could be tricky. But
it's not. You just gotta say no.
No
dipping your pen in the company ink. You can't do that. No, because look, there's other. Well, I'm sure she's a nice girl. There's other chicks out there. It's not worth the risk.
But you spend like 8 hours or more of your day, 5 days a week at work. That's where you meet most of your people.
Yeah, but that doesn't. Okay, that's where you meet a lot of girls, but it doesn't mean like you. It's still not. It's the same reason that you shouldn't date them. The fact that you spend 40 hours a week in that place is the same reason that's the reason you shouldn't go out with any girls you work with. Because then if it goes wrong, if it goes bad, you're going to be stuck working next to some woman who hates you or who you hate or both for 40 hours every week. It's like going to be like being in hell.
No.
Is that
why you wanted to date?
You're wrong. You're completely screwed on that. And if you're going to mention Christina.
I didn't mention anybody.
I know that's what you were going to say. And this is what I always told people, that it's like, even in a perfect way, even if I've been single, she's been single, it doesn't matter. You know, you just can't, that never would have happened because we were together. There's just no way, because then it all goes to hell.
Okay, it's kind of like working with your family. I can vouch for that
it
sucks.
I know, and then you grow
totally
to hate your
sucks.
Family. So
yeah.
There you go. So just listen to me on that.
Let me give you one thing, though. Let me let you know that the woman is secretly hoping that you're going to come up and pay.
Well, no, that's completely true, yeah.
Good, I'm glad you agree with me on
something. I'm with you on that. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Peter Carlin from the Oregonian coming up. Richard Nunn from the WB. Later on, Tom Likas, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Won't go anywhere. We got more on the way. It's Hot Talk 1080 KTK. It's a Rick Emerson Show. Here's Rose Tattoo. Keep listening.
Talk 1080 KOTK.